Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A little bit later, we're going to share our favorite stories of locking our keys in the car so we can all relate to Brooks Koepka, who did that down in Tulsa.
Knock on wood. I haven't done that for... I went through a stretch where I did it twice in like 4 months, and I stored the locksmith's number in my phone because it turns out to be a guy that I'd always see at Just Good Meats.
Is it in the fob world or the key in the ignition world?
It was... What vehicle was that? It was... Bob World.
Okay. Well, that happened to Koepka yesterday. We'll share our favorite keys in the car and who you have to call to break into your car.
Matter of fact, he's still in my phone under lock, and I put locksmith in parentheses.
Oh, he's not listed as locksmith? Because, man, your contacts in your phone, they make no sense. You got a nickname for everybody.
Yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, that's when I first learned who you call Callahan.
Yeah, Gas Can.
You show me your phone, and he goes, Gas Can, and I'm like, who is that? It was like, yeah, Gas Can Callahan. Tanner writes into the Equitable Bank inbox on our question about the player that will silence the critics or needs to. Tanner says, first one comes to mind, Caleb Tanner. I'm not sure how they do this up front, but Nelson Mathis can free him up. Turner Corcoran, he could be at any spot but left guard. He was a high recruit, but new style and supposed to be healthy in camp and could be a big deal.
I could see Corcoran is definitely in that discussion.
Oliver Martin, after lacking effort, I can't remember which game that was. Well, Tanner, let me remind you. Adrian Martinez threw a pass against Wisconsin.
Wisconsin? Yeah.
Yeah,
Wisconsin.
Where Oliver Martin all of a sudden went alligator arms and went, ah! And the ball was intercepted. I still haven't gotten over that. You have. You're trying to talk me down from that. I said that was a gots-to-go situation, but Oliver Martin was here this spring and had a good spring. You don't get away with that with Mickey from the sound of it. He's an athlete and could be who was talked about last year by some. Others are saying their top two are Casey Thompson and O'Shawn Mathis. Whoever the quarterback is, they're always they could be Crouch. They could win a Heisman, and they're always going to have critics. So I take that one off to the side.
Who is?
QBs?
Yeah, but now you have a quarterback that has been through that fishbowl before, so this will be all new to him. He'll be like, not new to him, but he'll be like, you know what? It's a different fan base. I get it.
Doesn't strike me as the type of guy that would care, though.
No.
You know, like he
cares about one thing.
He's got some cool to him.
Yes, he does. He cares about one thing, and that's people that wear similar helmets that tell him what's up, which is okay.
Yeah.
You don't listen to other stuff. Here is Cody on Sharp Betting in the Morning. Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, fellas. Love the show and love the insight and takes.
Thanks, Cody.
Hey, I wanted to get your guys' take. I think recently you were talking about Nebraska putting an emphasis on recruiting within a 500-mile radius.
Yeah.
And we have a guy in North Platte that runs a 10-5-100 and is the Class A state champion in wrestling. And those intangibles are tough to find, especially when you look at our roster. We've got great linebackers, but I don't think any of those are running a 10-5-100.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's your take on that?
Well, yeah.
Vince is extremely talented.
He's popular, too.
Yeah.
I don't...
We're talking about Vince Genitone for people that are just tuning in.
He's extremely popular. He very well could be. He's probably your athlete of the year, right?
Maybe.
Who's in the discussion?
Because I'm going to give you somebody, but he's in there, definitely. Cody, thanks for the phone call. I'm going to walk this off on track and field. If Jalen Lloyd wins four golds...
Will he get it as a junior, though? I'm with you.
Because I think there's no
question that Lloyd is in a very, very small group. But with primarily one sport...
I know.
The four golds is potentially...
And that's why it's got to be four golds.
Is definitely like...
100, 200, long jump, triple jump.
It's definitely the distinguishing deal, right? I get it.
If you win four golds...
I get it.
In those long jump, triple jump, 100, 200,
totally.
Especially the competition that's going on in the 100.
Would not fight you over that. But
by the way, good story today, Sam McEwen in the World Herald on Jalen Lloyd.
It's weird. It's almost like,
don't.
I'm not. Okay, so.
Back to Vince Genitone.
See, that's taking the high road.
Good.
Right? Thank you. So, now, internally, I'm kind of pissed. No, I'm fine. Walk, talk, woosah. All right. So with Genitone, though, you're talking about three sports.
Yes.
Right? They made the run in the football in the playoffs. He's top three times in track and field, and he won state in wrestling. That's three sports. So the only thing I think that could offset that would potentially be the four golds. But right now, I very few guys have been as good in their respective sports as Genitone, especially as a senior. Now, it's not supposed to be that way, but he doesn't. There aren't a lot of folks that are making those claims.
No. Well, for somebody that big that runs that fast in the 100, I mean, today, the 100, the boys 100 in the Class A at the state track and field at Burke is a must watch.
Yeah.
Lloyd Coleman Genitone.
It's no question. There could potentially be some blistering times. Like, blistering times.
He might be one of those guys that goes to Montana and you don't burn a bridge and the door is always open.
Remember, I was talking last, he's so twitchy. And here's the thing, he's almost never hurt. Part of what makes him great, in my opinion, is he's constantly available. He had the little hiccup towards the end of the season this year in football, and all they did was crank out another darn near 200-yard rusher in that one. But he's always available. And this day and age, man, that's don't underestimate that either. He's fantastic.
Strange cycle, though, with him in recruiting.
Yeah.
If he's a 23 guy or, I don't, he's in that. Last year was a weird year.
And you know what? Shame on me.
The strange cycle of the post-COVID small class when we initially thought it was a small class.
Yeah, so there's a couple things I don't know, and it's shame on me without asking. Number one, I remember his testing numbers because, remember, he worked out for Nebraska in person.
Yep.
And if I remember right, he was pretty impressive, I think. So let me double-check that. I'm just telling you what I don't want to be that guy that can't say anything without knowing 100% true. I in my mind, I remember it being pretty impressive. So I want to go back and see
last
what
year
those
was,
were.
Last year, you can't do this anymore, but last year you could bring guys and they could work out.
And I wonder,
unofficial.
They haven't officially done away with that. We think they're doing away with that this year.
Just looking at their schedule,
yeah,
I think they
are going to do away with that. So I wonder what it was. Because usually if you test that well as I think I remember, it had to be something else. I don't know if it was his size. I've seen him in person. I'd actually probably like to stand next to him just to see. I'm gonna guess.
His neck is bigger than yours?
Yeah, maybe.
He's got a full back.
Because I remember, so I'm going to state wrestling, and I watched him next to Haberman. So I think I have a good idea. But maybe it was his size. Maybe it was, is he a second-level guy or a third-level guy? I think he's a box guy, in my opinion. So maybe there was some concern about that.
You know, our discussion yesterday about Cade McIntyre, Fremont Bergen, and should he get an offer, and then you compare him to people on the roster. In my head, I'm thinking of what you know, Genitone's size last year in Nebraska, thinking, okay.
I mean, is he Reimer coming out?
Well, remember, Reimer was...
Dude, he was pretty sweet.
Oh, there was one guy that was on him from the jump, and Nebraska came in late.
Yeah.
And then Nebraska I
don't want Pete... Reimer was... He was pretty sweet.
But the home state school was late, and they're like, okay, walk on. And then he showed up, and you're like, that's a football player. Genitone struck me as that guy that shows up, and he works within the framework of your program with fellow players. at his position, and he's better than some of the guys you recruited over him, and you go, that's a player.
And here's the other thing, and you know it's probably my favorite, right? The Casey Sales Easton Stick thing. You don't have to babysit him. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy, and listen, I don't know him. He doesn't strike me as the type of guy that you have to micromanage. I can't tell you how important that is.
Who do you think made the call on him? Because I recall last summer.
I'll figure it out.
The comments, no, not from Frost, but all indications were Nebraska was really enamored with him. But I wonder who made the call not to move forward.
Especially if you saw him up close.
Well, you had him on your campus, and he performed, tested really well. And we talk about guys that perform in front of Nebraska and testing, they don't do well, and they shut him down. Well, what about a guy that performed well? What happens there? But I wonder who made the call, who made the final call to say, let's don't move forward here.
And I guess the other thing...
Was it the position coach, was it ultimately the head coach?
I guess the other thing, too, is... Like, what do the numbers in the room look like? That's what I was talking about on Monday with McIntyre. But, again, I don't think it's any secret how I feel.
He's going to be a really good football player, but don't burn that bridge. The door is always open.
Yeah, I don't know.
If he ever wanted to come back home?
I don't know. I mean... I don't know why you wouldn't, but that doesn't mean he would. I think that sentiment is part of the problem. Because I don't think anybody wants to feel like they're being taken for granted. So we talk about that freely. It's not always what the players think, though. It's not always what the players think. Sometimes it's like you didn't get me once, I'm good. Right? Like it's easy, like, you know what I mean? It's easy for us to say. That just rolls off our tongue. I'm not in that camp. I'm not in the keep the doors open, burn the bridge camp. Because I think if the players feel differently sometimes, I think, than media or the fan base. Oh, you could always come back. Some guys don't want the second time around. You know? Like, it's crazy. You're sitting next to a guy. Just told somebody no. A couple months ago, they came back the second time around because it was the second time around. So that's not for everybody. You know what I mean? It's like,
I'm a guy in my recruiting office.
You'd like it that way.
And a new guy that's in that recruiting office. Hey, so we didn't take this guy. I just got here, but we're gonna track and follow all of the in-state products that left.
Yeah, I don't let somebody else do your work though.
Well, I wasn't here to do that work. If I was here, I would have offered him a scholarship.
Well, he's got plenty of time, though. I mean, Vince has stroke. Vince is the dude.
But in this particular case, talking about Genitone, he's gone.
Yeah.
You don't think you give him the Torre pitch?
I mean, if you're... It just depends.
He's going to a good program. I mean, look at A.J. Forbes had a good experience.
Dude,
how
about his graduation picture? Did you not want to tear up? I did.
Hey, man, I went to the Montana State game. I had a great experience out there.
I love that dude.
Hey, did I tell you the story that I...
See, that's one of those deals that where a guy was kicking our... Like, his success was literally at my expense, and I couldn't care less. Forbes was a fantastic person.
We weren't together yet, but I went to the Montana State football game because Omaha was playing Montana that night. And, you know, I worked my way down to the field. And I got right where Montana was warming up. And this is a huge game. This is the Battle of the Wild. But the place was packed. It was a fun atmosphere in Missoula. So I went right where the center and the quarterbacks were working out. And I got like right up to Forbes. And I go, Bellevue West. And he turned his head. And so I know him. So he had a big old smile on his face. But yeah, he had a good experience there. Yeah. That's a good program. It's just, you know what? Here, I'm just setting you up because this triggers you. You get... Because today, he's going to run really well.
I've been mad all morning.
He's going to run really well, and people are going to go, Nebraska!
You must be mad.
And it's going to circle back to our question about, does every Division I guy in the state of Nebraska, in this case, go into Montana, but there were Division I offers on the table. Does every guy in Nebraska deserve an offer?
Yeah.
I would say that his recruitment was a little bit different because... He, I thought, met what Nebraska wanted when they said, hey, you know how they'll do this? Hey, we like you, but, man, we'd like to see you run a 4.5. Hey, Coach, I just ran a 4.5.
To the best of my knowledge, he did that.
Yeah. And I'm just using that hypothetical as that number. But they do say that to guys that would like a Nebraska offer. If I come to you and you're Damon, you're coaching at Nebraska, and I say, hey, Coach, what do I got to do? I know you like me as a walk-on, but what do I got to do to get a scholarship? And you go, hey, Gary, we need to see you run a 4.5. Hey, we like your football tape, but man, we got to see a little bit more, you know, flip the hips, run. And then I go and do that. And then I come back to you and go, hey, Coach.
Let me ask you something.
You know how that's happened. Yeah, but that's happened to a couple guys here in the Metro.
I know, but let me ask you something. If you don't grow up a fan, right? No personal connection, no real whatever. Mm-hmm. How many hoops you willing to jump through?
Not many if you give me a reason to go there.
What if the reason is if you how many hoops you can jump through? You know what I'm saying? If I'm not chomping at the bit to be somewhere, how many hoops do you think I want to jump through? Now, I'm probably more inclined to say how high if it's something that I really want to do.
Or I don't have a lot of opportunities, and that's the best opportunity for me, and that's something I can go get.
Yeah. I mean, pride is a factor, though. Personal pride is a factor. There are a lot of guys that bet on themselves.
But it all comes back to the same thing that we can talk about every single day, whether it be Creighton, Omaha, or Nebraska. Does the offer mean something? When you get offered, does that make you feel a certain way? Man, that's why my dream school, I always wanted to go play for Creighton. I wanted to hoop it up. That makes me feel a different way. Or the stature of the program, when I get that offer, that means something.
I think a lot of it has to do with who's offered. Or who offered. Hey, don't think that there aren't some guys around this metro that know if a particular school offers, it means something. And also don't think when other schools offer and kids see it that they're like, yeah, okay. I mean, that's a real thing. It doesn't make it so. I'm telling you about the sentiment.
Dirk Chatelain coming up in the next hour. Again, Alan Shipnuck's going to join us coming up at 9. Alan is in Tulsa, Southern Hills, PGA Championship. He's going to be everywhere. He's got an unauthorized biography of Phil Mickelson coming out later, and he's going to join us coming up at 9. Brandon Vogel as well. Plus, we have some things to give away on this Wednesday edition on a Do Good Wednesday. Do good today.
Do it. Do
are you doing? Are you doing good to Mitch?
Do
yeah, I'm cool with down. Mitch.
I think Dr. Rob, though.
Dr. Oh, Rob. You should have. Hey, last
night. Is he sitting in his office putting on the boxing gloves?
Hey, last night was hilarious because I think folks thought it was personal. I think it just seemed like that it was a reach, you know? But anyway, that's, yeah.
When's the next time Gretna and Westside can play? We got any sports left this spring?
Why do you keep asking that?
Because I like it when they compete against each other. It's always fun to watch.
We got a long football season. Both teams got work to do.
We're probably playing volleyball, right? We got a band competition or a cheerleading competition.
Wow.
Journalism competition. By the way, Westside would win.
But I got one of those under-the-radar guys, and he just so happens to be at Gretna that you take a look at Corver Dema. I've talked about him a ton, number 11.
7:57, sharp and betting in the morning.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.